is life without a care.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi there, Elise. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. So you, just last week, was it, had a mixer for our big KSRO Culinary Cruise Adventurers. How did it go?
It went great. We have quite a few people this time. We have 56
KSRO
listeners who are going to Lisbon to Barcelona with us on the Oceana Marina. Thanks also, we held it at Fogline Vineyards, is our winery for our cruise. And the wine is really good. I'm starting to get a little bit addicted to it. So.
It is very good wine.
It's very good wine, and they've been fabulous at hosting us for some of our meals. We're getting some bottles of wine to drink. We have wine and food pairing. We have culinary adventures on board, different dates that we have set up with our own Chef Ash, and it's going to be fabulous. I'm starting to get excited, realizing it's about almost a week away.
I know, it's so
close. It's actually 2 weeks from today.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's hard to believe it's here already.
It's already here. Yeah. This is our wonderful culinary cruise with Chef John Ash. It will have hands-on cooking demos on board, and we depart on October 9th. So much fun.
I know. And it was a nice group of people. Some people know each other. Mm-hmm. Some people don't, but they're starting to mingle. That's why we get these pre-cruise gatherings. So you don't feel so strange, especially if you're a solo traveler and going by yourself. You already get to meet people. Mm-hmm. You can ask all kinds of questions. We also had our dear friend Clifford, who's my inside sales rep in Florida, who came out for the occasion, and his boss, Joe. And so they were there to ask all kinds of fun questions.
Yeah.
They were great. Really good group of people. I'm going to wish it was longer, though. I can tell.
Yeah. It will go by probably pretty fast.
And everybody, I think there were some people who had what they call a guarantee stateroom, which means that you're guaranteed a certain category.
That's the minimum, or
better. Mm-hmm. And most of the people have been better. Oh. They've been bumping up everyone to different categories.
Nice.
They even gave out an opportunity to upgrade to a penthouse. Those who were in a concierge suite, they gave them an opportunity for like $400 extra to upgrade to a penthouse suite, which is a lot more room. It has a little dining area, and it comes with a butler. So now, the reason they do that when you're in a guarantee and oversold is because they want to spoil you. So next time, you can't go below a penthouse suite. They have good sales techniques,
I guess,
over there. Maybe some of us can learn from it.
Exactly. And we're going with Oceana, who has such a great reputation, well-earned reputation, for that luxury and attention to detail and their culinary sort of capacity as well. Isn't it Jacques Pepin who has designed a lot of their menus?
Absolutely.
And
we have that. Plus, we have our own Chef Ash has his own menu that he's designed for our wine and food pairing.
That's cool.
I had a talk to Fogline and say, well, what wine do we put with which course? Because I don't know. So he helped me decide which to put. But, you know, the menus themselves and the food quality, it got rated as the top cuisine company.
Wow.
Out of all the cruise lines.
Really, out of all
It
of
was
them.
Number one.
Ah.
So that says a lot. Seaborn was in there. Crystal's in there. There's a lot of them, but they got rated number one. So I'm waiting to see what number one is all about. So.
Yeah, and the fact that we're going to places along the Mediterranean that are also renowned for their wonderful food, their impeccable ingredients, the markets that we might get to visit, all the shore excursions.
Oh, there's so much that's fabulous about this. There's so many shore excursions. When you start to look and try and pick one, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
But some of the places will just wing it, and some will, you know, people have booked their spa appointments because it's Canyon Ranch.
Oh, nice.
Everybody's made dining room reservations. We were able to get 3 different restaurants set up for our group, which, you know, usually you have to wait to a certain time, but
yeah,
they were able to get us in. We have one dining area, and then the second night we have it in the La Toscana, which is the Italian restaurant, but they didn't put us all at one table. So we're not like you have to group together. We're at a table of 8. There's a table of 6 at a half an hour later. So we're staggered, but we're going to run the ship. I know that by the time we're done.
With 56 people, that's fantastic. You could almost do the cruise by yourself with that many
Well, that
people.
Would be nice. There's another issue to discuss for future. But so I'm really excited because I've not seen the culinary in person.
Yeah.
And experienced it. So I'm going to have to be a fly on the wall for both sessions just because it's limited to the number of people you can fit inside.
And this was also a reason that we chose Oceana, is because they have the ability to do that hands-on cooking. So people will be at cooking stations and watching what Chef Ash is doing, but then you get to do it yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of cruise lines, because of limited space, will say, well, you know, we do culinary demonstrations, and you can't actually participate. And this is where you're going to, I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but, you know, there's 14 tables, and you have your little sink, you have your, you know, you'll have equipment to stir or to,
chopper.
I don't know what.
Yeah,
to chop. I don't know about chopping, how that goes, because they can't give everybody knives.
I don't know.
So it'll be interesting. I'm sure we'll figure something. Maybe sift. You can sift, stir, you know,
measure,
whisk, right? You know, I don't know. Squeeze some lemon in. I don't know if we get knives or anything. It'd
maybe we'll be doing some sort of like tapas or something like that, where you can assemble things and put them together.
His menu is to die for. I mean,
you know what it is?
Yes. Oh. I mean, there's some scallops, I know, and there's farro involved, and it's going to be, you know, I hate to say anything to Jacques, but, you know, look out, here comes our Chef Ash here, you know.
I love that about Chef John Ash, that he is continually learning, continually evolving his style. He's a very curious person, and so, you know, he always wants to know about, well, what's the latest trend, but also with all of that wealth of knowledge that he already has, he can incorporate that and just really make something that wows you. Even if it has that feeling of tradition, it still can be something like, wow, this is so great.
And he's not very demonstrative, and he's not stuck up, or he's a regular person,
he
doesn't give himself enough pat on the back.
Amazing.
I think he's just a regular person, but he's not a regular person when it comes to cooking, that's for sure.
And he's a great teacher, so this is going to be so much fun to be able to learn from him on board with the Oceana cruise.
And the problem is we don't have a lot of days at sea, so and we purposely did it so people can explore as many cities as possible. So as much as he might want to teach several hours, he's not able to, which is good for him also.
Right.
He gets a little time for himself. And I think it'll whet the appetite for everybody else, you know, who's involved. And hopefully we'll be able to repeat this going forward. Hopefully we'll have some
announcement. Is that a hint that we might have another cruise coming up?
Might's a good word.
Okay.
It has to be approved by the powers that be, of course,
gotcha.
And has to be discussed. But let's hope that there is, because he's such a fabulous host.
Yeah.
And Oceana's a great cruise line. And I think the culinary is a very big portion of why people are traveling.
Right. And there's so many different locations that could be explored as well. This one is fantastic with Lisbon to Barcelona. There are so many wonderful spots along that route that we get to visit. We get to go into Provence. I mean, there's so much there, but it's just one little part of the world, right? There's so much more to explore.
I mean, I know people who went on an 180-day world cruise, and they still didn't get to go everywhere. But there's that opportunity that you get to have a little taste, and hopefully it'll be different next time, and you'll get a further taste. But the good part is you don't have to travel by yourself.
Yeah.
Even if there are other couples, they're in your backyard, they're in your neighborhood, they're people who are friends of so-and-so. So it really makes a difference. You don't feel alone when you travel with KSRO. This will be, if we do another, it'll be our fourth annual cruise.
Wow.
It'll probably be in 2020.
Okay. So you can start to plan,
think about that. Yeah, and we'll do what we did last time, which is we'll do payments.
Okay,
if
great.
If we can, make it easier for everybody. Yeah. So you can say, charge my card $100 per month or whatever number works for you. But it's a nice way to plan ahead. You can get your mileage for all those who are concerned because you'll be able to get it 11 months in advance. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of benefits. So stay tuned. We'll be hopefully having an announcement shortly.
Ooh,
and shortly is different for different people, like, you know, down the road a piece is different for different people. But we'll see if we can get it confirmed. And we'll excite you and invite you and let you know who, what, where, when we're going to be.
Right. And I'm sure that you'll also pull in a winery partner
as well.
Oh,
of course.
Well.
Yeah, it's a given. It's
exactly.
a given.
Yeah. So much fun. Well, if you missed out on signing up for our now sold out and very popular tour that's embarking in just about 2 weeks here, a cruise on Oceania with Chef John Ash. It's our culinary adventure in the Mediterranean from Lisbon to Barcelona, and so much to explore there. Hands-on cooking demos. We've got Fogline Vineyards, who'll be providing some wonderful wine for us, some cocktail hours, wine pairings on board, special dinners. There's going to be so much fun. Then the thing to do really is to keep up with Elise, which is hard to do, but you can do it by sending her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net, and just let her know, I am a KSRO listener, I'm sad that I missed out on this opportunity, but let me know about what's coming, because, you know, she'll keep you in the loop.
You'll be the first one, what do they say, the squeaky wheels get the oil,
right,
so
exactly.
You'll
keep in touch.
You'll be the first one to know. Besides our present KSRO
cruisers,
they're going to be the first ones.
Oh, okay.
But you can be right alongside with
them.
Okay,
I love it. KSRO@travelwise.net. We're going to take a quick break and come back to talk about Ireland. You're listening to our wonderful show, Travel Tuesdays, here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care.
I'm Brett Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Hi, I'm Robert Haley, superintendent of Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. We're proud to be a district creating innovative programs, opening schools, attracting students, and preparing them for college and careers. Our vision is clear. All students are entitled to a successful education. Our focus is learning, and we are a team. This vision is shared by our community, and we are thankful for the tremendous support we receive, which helps make our schools special places for children to learn. We have strong academic and enrichment programs, magnet programs, and distinguished schools from transitional kindergarten through high school. Our district has received recognition for our work in closing the achievement gap and increasing access to advanced curriculum for all students. Through coding, we are teaching our students the language of the future. Parents, school is underway. Make sure you connect with your child's teacher in school. Ask questions, volunteer, and be involved. Let's have a great school year, Sonoma County. Cotati Roner Park Unified School District. Learning for a lifetime. Committed to the future.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. And we're going to talk about now Shades of Ireland. This is a bucket list kind of a tour. It is 10 days in Ireland, with one of those days being St. Patrick's Day in 2019. So cool. This kind of opportunity does not come around very often.
Oh, it doesn't. And if you thought you missed out before, you don't want to miss out again.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be fabulous. It's Ireland over St. Paddy's Day. So no more going to the bar and drinking and getting all the green. You bring your green to the land of green.
Right.
And you enjoy and you meet the locals and see what St. Patrick's Day is to locals who live in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll be in a castle that night on St. Patrick's Day. So that's incredible to have a castle stay in Ireland alone, but then it's also on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm imagining maybe there might be some friendly spirits.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for, other than whiskey, right?
Exactly. Well, those kind of spirits are welcome too.
Yeah, as long as they drink whiskey, right?
There you go.
Why is Ireland so associated with whiskey? But
well, probably for good reason.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great opportunity to travel. It's coming up. It's 6 months from now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, it's September to March is 6 months, and we're getting to the point where we need to, if you're going to go or if you've been on the fence, it's time to cross the fence and come on board with us, because we always have a good time.
Yes.
We always have fun. There's always something to do. You meet your neighbors. You don't just run into them at the supermarket. You see them live and in person. And it's such a great tour. When we first talked about this, mm-hmm. I was amazed at what you see. And then again, how much free time you really do have. You know, you're moving around, but you're with the group, but you have your own time to do what you want to do, even if it's just sit back and people watch, which is always a great thing to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything except get on the bus and go to the next location. Most of the meals are included.
Mm-hmm.
You can join us if you want to do your own thing. You do your own thing. But you might as well take advantage and make some new friends and go wandering around together.
Yeah, yeah. And I love that you mentioned that you're not alone on this, because I've done a lot of travel, but a lot of it has been solo. Mm-hmm. I spent 2 years in Germany, and besides still having some connection with some of my friends, which was like 20 years ago, who were also on exchange with me, I don't have anyone here close by who understands what it was like when I was there, what things I saw, what experiences I had. And even if you're a solo traveler, a lot of people are coming from right here in Sonoma County, and they're fellow KSRO listeners. They're people that you can meet at the mixers. They're people that you can see again and share those memories of what it was like to be on this special Shades of Ireland tour.
Right, you'll find a new traveling companion for a few. You know, that's the good thing when we do the other trips with KSRO or through Sonoma Media Group. We will, you'll meet people and say, oh, we were on Ireland, but what do you think about going on this one?
Yeah.
And then, so it just, you build friendships. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part about these trips, is that you meet local people who like to travel.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to travel, but your spouse doesn't. Or maybe you're looking for a trip to get together with your sister who lives out of state. You know, these are opportunities to create memories of a lifetime. It's not just, you know, I'm going to travel to Ireland. You're going with a group. You're creating a memory. And 10 years from now, you're going to look back and say, boy, did we have a good time?
Yeah.
And do you remember when we did this at this city and that place, and that funny lady over there was there? And, you know, you remember things like that.
Yeah.
That's what you remember.
Yeah. So much fun. And we're going with Colette. Tell us a little bit about Colette.
Well, Colette has been in business, I want to say, 50 years this year. I could be wrong, so forgive me if I am. I know it's a major landmark
year. I think it's 100 years.
100.
I'm looking at their website, and it says celebrating 100 years of travel together.
Well, I made them younger
there
than they really are.
You don't look a day over 50, Colette.
But what they've been doing for years, it's family-owned, and they do small groups. You don't stay in luxury properties. You don't stay in dumps that are outside of the city. You stay local as something clean, neat, comfortable, and it's a small group. So and they do take care of almost everything. They're reasonably priced for the quality of the tour they give.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, if you're just looking at dollars and cents, you're missing out of what the inclusions are. Because with Colette, it includes your transportation from your home territory, which will be Sonoma County, to the airport.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It includes the flights, round trip. And you're looking at $35.99 for a cruise per person. Not a cruise, a tour, mm-hmm. including air, including land, including most of your food, getting from point A to point B. If you try to piece something together in the quality of the hotels we're using, you're never going to be able to do it because Colette wholesales their rates.
Sure.
They get group prices. Yeah. And the people who are going, their tour directors, have been there before. So they have the inside scoop on where to go, where not to go. And if while you're there, if you say, hey, I want to go see a museum, but I don't want to go to one of those commercial museums, they say, well, go down this street and go into this little unknown place. And that's the kind of attention you want. You don't want to go where there's hundreds of tourists. You know, there's some places we're going to see that, you know, you're kissing the Blarney Stone.
Sure.
That's not private.
Right.
But there are places that you're going to that are a little bit off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what Colette does, which makes them stand out so much fun.
Yeah. So how can someone then join the tour, The Shades of Ireland, which is March 9th through March 18th next year, 10 days, with Pat Carrigan as well. So tell us how someone can be a part of that.
Well, the easiest way is to send an email, ksro@travelwise.net.
Mm-hmm.
That's ksro@travelwise.net. You can also call at 935-9493. That's 707 area code, 935-9493. Or if you'd like to, we will be at Pat Carrigan's Golf Scramble on Monday.
Nice.
We will be at one of the holes. I don't know which one yet,
uh-huh.
but we'll have all our information. My associate September will be there. Part of the time, Craig will be there. We're all seasoned travel consultants. We know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're doing. We know the program. And they'll be able to answer any questions. You'll be able to pick up a flyer. You'll be able to learn more, ask questions, and
have fun playing golf.
Yeah, have fun playing golf. And, you know, one of the things that intrigued me about the holes is that you offer some kind of special something.
Oh,
so I think we might have some Irish whiskey at our table. It just sort of seems like that's the right combination. Your golf game may go down the tubes really quickly, but you'll be able to have a feeling of Ireland and taste a little whiskey while you're there. I mean, to me, that's a winning right there.
Exactly.
But you should come and join us. We have some space, not a lot left, and you won't want to miss the opportunity. I mean, these trips are great. Everybody loves it. Everybody wants to know when the next one is.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that, especially as we look at how many people have signed up ultimately for a culinary cruise. These kinds of things are very popular. Once someone has an opportunity to try it, you're hooked. You want to do the next one because it's so much fun.
And another idea that you can do, it's not too far off for a holiday gift. Why not? We make nice gift certificates. Why not say, I'm giving you the gift of travel. Come join me on a trip to Ireland. Of course, do it to someone who you really want to be with. But you know, why not? For that person who's like, well, I don't know if I can. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's a win-win for everyone. The memories that you create, spending time with Pat will be great because she's our own, how do I say, KSRO character?
yeah.
Not really as a character, in a good way a character,
yes.
But she's got a great personality and she's going to make sure you have fun.
Oh yeah, for sure. And we are staying at some wonderful places. We will be staying in Waterford. Chance to check out, of course, the Crystal there, Waterford Crystal. We're staying in Killarney. We're going to be in Limerick, in Dublin for a couple of days. So that'll be fantastic as well to start off the tour. So many different places. You're really going to get a feel for what the country is like. Just hopping around really all over in Ireland.
And we have solo cabins too, so you're not forced to have to share a room with someone. It's a little bit more. It's $4,099 for a solo, but you have your own room. You don't have to worry about a roommate that snores or makes noise or gets up early when you get up late. And, you know, so there's no conflict there. And, you know, if you try it, like I said, if you try and piece this together and get a better price, great. So you save $50 if you can even do it. But you don't have us. we're not there with you.
Yeah.
It's nicer when you travel these days to have companionship. I travel a lot by myself, but it's nice to have someone
it
to
nice,
just
yeah.
leave your bags with while you go to the ladies' room or the men's
sure,
room.
Right.
Can you watch my bags instead of trying to squeeze it into the little stall and bump into people?
Yeah.
There's little benefits that we take for granted.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful time to go. The Irish people love us. You know, they love Americans,
mm-hmm.
and our dollar goes well over there.
There
so
you go, another reason.
It's another win-win. So come either email us, ksro@travelwise.net.
Mm-hmm.
That's ksro@travelwise.net, or call 935-9493, or come to Pat Kerrigan's Golf Scramble and come talk to us personally on Monday.
Exactly. That'll be so much fun. The details about that at ksro.com. Well, we will see you then very soon.
Yes.
Yay!
Thank you.
This is KSRO.